Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road in this football season. So delighted that the Ravens have a little check mark in the win category. That always feels nice. We're going to put a check mark in our Crab Cake Tour category in Catonsville. Going to be at the Beaumont on Tuesday this week. We're looking forward to it. I have a handful of pressure lucks. Put the whammy on Joe Flacco. And then, of course, the lucky sevens because, seven's a good number. Why not? I tell you, for me, this whole Raven scratch off, Raven season, we had the big Powerball thing last week, and most importantly, we did responsible gaming. We try to do that here every day. But I had just a great conversation about kicking off the football season, having fun with it. And this guy joined me last week. Seth Alkin joins us now from the Maryland Lottery. It's not because John Martin was trying to avoid me after a rare Cleveland Browns loss with Joe Flacco. The scheduling turned out this way. And, I need you at the end of baseball season at some point here with the whole Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Joe Flacco, Joe Burrow, Browning thing going on in our division. But Raven scratch off seasons here. And that would be the big story if we didn't have all this money out here now, Mega Millions, right?
John wanted to send me out after a Steelers loss. I think that's what this is all about. So
Well, yeah, I was going to invite Joe Flacco on the show after this or Jim Schwartz, and I didn't feel comfortable with it. And, it was close for a while. I mean, it was close to like halftime, which is all you can say. If you're a Browns fan, that's what you get, But I think we have established that the Ravens are the premier team in the AFC North here 2 weeks in because I'm worried about Pittsburgh's quarterback, worried about Cincinnati quarterbacking situation. And I saw the Cleveland quarterbacking situation over the weekend. So I'm puffing my chest out a little bit more and thinking, well, Kansas City looks beautiful and Detroit's coming in next week. But you guys had big doings with the Ravens just all the way around. Every game is another chance to win a lot. We had someone win 50 grand that identified themselves as not even a Ravens fan last week, right?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of things, all kinds of things that are Ravens related, of course, because that's a big promotion for us at this time of year. Got the two Ravens scratch off tickets, Ravens times two and Ravens times 10. You could win up to $20,000 on the $2 ticket, up to $200,000 on the $10 ticket. And of course, any of your non-winning Ravens tickets, you can enter into My Lottery Rewards for a chance to win all kinds of Ravens themed prizes. We're giving away money every time the Ravens score a touchdown this year. So they're scoring plenty of those, at least
So
in
hold on, when the knee went down a half a foot away, that was going to cost somebody some money?
Well, that's one way of looking at it. But you score 40 points the first game. You score, what was it against Cleveland? Another 34,
41.
41. So it's a team that's going to put some points on the board. So that's
They're
going to be.
averaging 40 and a half to make you laugh.
That's going to be good news for all of our Ravens fan of the game, second chance winners, but lots of opportunities to win in the Ravens second chance drawings throughout the season. There are multiple drawings. There are season ticket packages for next year. There are cash prizes. There are the Ravens game day package, the pass for cash that you get to come and watch a Ravens alumni participate for you at halftime and get a chance to win some money. And
I met some Ravens alums over the weekend. I had Dave Zastittle on the show, who would be a really good Raven. Even though he's a punter, he was a quarterback in high school and college, left-handed. So he would be a wild. I mean, if I win that and I get to pick my alum, I take him, no offense, over Kyle Richardson, I'm sure can throw the football too, who I saw the other, looks like he could still throw the football, quite frankly, and Femi Iyabandeja as well. But, I got to know about that. This should be a weekly thing I do when we do the pass for cash as to which alum we're getting here, That's all. I mean, I saw a lot of them throw at practice. That's all.
That's a lot of fun, certainly for our players to participate in, and then of course later on you've been talking about the trip to Cincinnati, which may not be so exciting because
No,
of what happened
we're
with
going to
Joe
win
Burrow.
now. That means we're going to win. Listen. Any trip to Cincinnati, first off, that you avoid the chili is a good trip. But when you win it's not easy to win in Cincinnati. It's like winning in Pittsburgh or winning in Cleveland,
It's a division game. Anything's possible. That's
By the
right.
way, listen, Seth Alkin is here. He communicates for the Maryland Lottery. And in the real world, I like Seth a lot. But Seth is a Steelers fan. He's a Pirates fan. And in the summer, We don't sweat such things, except if Omar Moreno or Kent DeColvey or Burt Blyleven is brought up around here. We did have the 75 Colts in the other day. They lost to the Steelers back in the day, too. So I didn't bring that up. I didn't bring it up with Joe Urban when I saw him or Burt Jones or Roger Carr, but all of that happened. But I was going to say to you, and this is my cheap shot at you, Steelers fans at 1-1 with, but I'm not worried about you because I'm not worried about the quarterback, the new A-Rod. They call him A-Rod. Weird. It's baseball reference. By the way, it's Clemente Day this week, too. So I'll give you peace to all my Pittsburghers and people that eat French fries and coleslaw on their sandwiches and stuff. But I wonder, this is my cheap shot at you. I just thought this up. If the Washington State Lottery gave away money for the touchdown when the kid let the ball go over his head in the back of the end zone for the Seahawks, is that, we just do that in Maryland, right? That's just a, that's a Maryland lot. That's a Baltimore Ravens thing. We don't even do that for the Commanders, do we?
I can only speak on behalf of the Maryland Lottery, so I don't know what they do in Washington, but
Well, I hope we get a cheap one of those when we're in Pittsburgh and a kid lets a ball go over his head on a kickoff and somebody lands on it, gets a cheap free touchdown, a lot of money apparently.
not one of our finer moments, let's just put it
It
that
was, yeah, it was, you know, but you're from Pittsburgh, you'll get over it. You know,
way.
you have the immaculate reception, you have all of that. You know, for the Ravens part of this, I always try to express this, certainly early in the season. We did a whole bunch of thing on sports wagering and all that, but this is your biggest promotion of the year, right? Like the Ravens branding on this and the trip to Cincinnati that just got more likely for a victory and all of the shoulder things. There's just a lot of money too. Like we'll brag about maybe Roquan Smith will bring you cheesecake like he did 2 years ago for one of the winners, or you win tickets for life. But there's a lot of money involved in this too that I sort of gloss over with the times 10 and all of that when I'm giving
Yeah, you
tickets
know, of
away.
course, instant prizes on the tickets. And, that's what I'm sure everybody is hoping for when they scratch off a ticket, but certainly lots of ways to make use of your tickets after you play. And if you don't win, you can enter them into My Lottery Rewards for a chance to win all kinds of prizes, including, you mentioned, the season tickets for 20 years, which is a great prize. I mean, these are the kinds of prizes that you just can't find anywhere else. It's because of the long relationship that the lottery has with the Ravens, and we're very happy about that, and happy to see those winners enjoying that year in and year out.
Not everybody's a Ravens fan that plays either, right? You had a winner last week that didn't like know anything, right, about the
We
Ravens.
had somebody a number of months back that was, I think, from Western Maryland, from the Hagerstown area, I believe, it was, said they were a Steelers fan,
Oh,
and
I
bought
know you're
the
happy
ticket
about that.
anyway. That always makes my day. Yes, anytime I can put Steelers fan in a headline around here
Well, you know, I
somewhere.
grew up an Oiler fan, and it's a good week to talk about this with you, especially Mr. Football Historian Guy, Mr. Steel Curtain, and all that. In my youth, we lost the Colts. So I lost the Colts when I was 16. Until I was 27, 28, we didn't have the Ravens, right? So 30 years later, I'll be 57 next month, and God bless me, right? So all these 30th season for the Ravens. But during that period of time, everybody in my world knows I was a huge Houston Oilers fan. It goes back to Pastorini. I was an Oilers fan when the Colts existed, especially because Burt got hurt in early 78. That's when Campbell came, and being an Oilers fan was a lot more fun in 78, 79, 80, 81, you know, during the Renfro years when the Steelers cheated the Oilers. But I would say this, during that period of time that you sort of adopt these rivalries and you adopt teams and all of that. I talked to people this week, said, did you adopt the 49ers? Did you adopt the Bills? When you adopted the Oilers, there was a television station in Hagerstown. Am I saying it right, yins and not? Hagerstown that would actually show the Steelers against the Oilers. So when the Oilers played the Steelers, there was a chance I could get it with the rabbit ears out of Hagerstown. So I always knew that they were Steelers fans. Although I have the former mayor of Hagerstown all the time. She's Commanders fan, which is really weird all the way around. But, you know, they had their minute. But it's football season. See, even guys like you and me that are on opposite ends of the Monongahela and the Yaki, you know, all those rivers, Allegheny and all that up there, that football brings people together this time of year, right? It's a common language for all of us, right?
It's something that I think is definitely true. It's something special about this time of year, something special about looking forward to Sunday and sitting in front of the TV all day and eating some good food and watching some good football. So.
Well, that was a 1 o'clock thing this week. We played the late game for the Ravens week one. Then the 1 o'clock. So I'm like the fruit fly. I'm good at 1 o'clock Sunday. Now we got the Monday night game this week against the Lions. Other than that, Ravens related in football, we got a lot of lottery news, a lot of things happening. Sort of glossed over last week because we did such a chunky segment on people doing all of this responsibly. If you're out on your app and you're gaming, this is the month to tell everybody, look, we're 2 weeks into this. Don't chase losses. Slow down. Don't gamble with things that you don't have. I did a long, long segment. And if you need help, 1-800-GAMBLER is there for you. But there's just also other things going on with the lottery, including a lot of people making money on. My wife got jackpot fevery 2 weeks ago when there was almost $2 billion in the kitty, and we didn't win it in here, but a lot of people won money here, right? There's like $31 million last week or something like that.
Yeah, we have 31 million or more than $31 million worth of prizes won in the last week. The big one, the headliner there, even though that Powerball jackpot was over, we had a Powerball $1 million winner in the September 13th drawing in Clinton in Prince George's County, $1 million Powerball prize. So that was the highlight of the week. We had a couple $100,000 prizes on scratch-off tickets, one of which was in Frederick, the other one was in Hebron. So a couple of wins in east and west part of the state, and of course that big $1 million win, one of 43 winning tickets that were worth $10,000 or more that were sold last week. And you know, each week we post that list of winners. We call it the Week in Winners. Every Monday it goes up on our website, and we've got the list there of all of the tickets and the locations, the retailers where those tickets were sold. And it's something fun for people. We actually have looked into it, and people spend a lot of time looking at that page of the website when we put that up every week because they want to know, was there a big winning ticket sold near where I am or at a store where I go on a regular basis? So something fun for people to take a look at, and something that we publish every week to emphasize that winning is happening on a regular basis. So week in and week out, we had for fiscal year 25, we had more than 1,600 prizes of $10,000 or more. And on a week-by-week basis, you can follow along with us as we publish those lists each week to know where the big wins are happening.
Yeah, I try to talk to you guys about these progressives when they get big. And, you know, I go out to mdlottery.com and I have the app before you guys come on every week. And we talk about all the lottery things that we do here besides giving scratch-offs away at our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And when multi-match gets 1.8 million, a lot of folks, you know, they understand Powerball, they understand Mega Millions, but the local jackpots and progressive games. I know last year I should ask you about Home Run Riches because last year the progressive ran into the offseason. We got about a week and a half left here in this season with that as well. But that is one of the ways that not just winning a $10,000 scratch off or I have pressure luck. This can be up to 30,000. We talk about these big prizes, but when you're talking about $1 million prize, stuff like that, these progressives get going and really presents quite the opportunity aside from $1.8 billion. It's $1.8 million in multi-match right now. It's a big number.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned multi-match. As you said, $1.8 million at the start of the week, and still rolling along. Still not close to that top 10 range. I was keeping an eye on that. So when are we going to get into the top 10? Well, I think the top 10 would be more than $2 million. I believe $2.3 million is the 10th largest multi-match jackpot we've had. So we're still getting there, but it's certainly a really nice prize. And as you mentioned, multi-match is Maryland's in-state jackpot game. So if you're used to Powerball and Mega Millions, where those tickets are sold all over the country, multi-match is different. It's only sold here in Maryland, Monday evenings and Thursday evenings, two drawings a week. And you can get your ticket for $2. And the cool thing I like about multi-match is for each $2 multi-match ticket, you get three chances to hit the jackpot. There are three lines of numbers on the ticket from a range of 1 to 43. We draw six winning numbers. If you have all six of those numbers on any single line out of the three on your ticket, you win the jackpot. So for $2, you're getting three chances to hit that $1.8 million jackpot. And it's a pretty cool game. And there are lots of ways to win, as the name suggests, multiple ways to match up the numbers across all three lines and win smaller prizes. But three shots at hitting the jackpot for $2. So
I could play
something to keep
36, my
going.
favorite number, right? I could play that number. I want
You
to across several, right?
Well, you can, sure, you can do actually the first line of each multi-match ticket. You can pick the numbers yourself, or you can have them generated at random by the lottery terminal. The second and third line of each ticket are always generated at random. So you can pick your own first line, but the second and third lines are picked for you at random by the computer system. And then you've got three sets of numbers that give you a chance to hit that jackpot.
You're one of those guys like me, like everything's like a uniform number. You know what I mean? So, if, you, right? I mean, you know, it's just kind of the way it is when I look at things. Even with horses with single digits, I'm like, nah, that's Brooks Robinson. That's Earl Weaver. You know, that's Joe Flacco, whatever. Seth Elkin is here. He is a man about numbers and about winning. He is communicating for all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. We were always encourage folks to do all of this stuff responsibly. It is football season. Don't get into that Fred Flintstone bet. And if anything, if you're driving around AM 1570 this week, you've heard some things. You might even see some billboards around town about this month. I had just the greatest guest last week, Will Hinman. He stayed a long time. We had a long, lengthy segment about gambling awareness, but more than that, from someone that's lived it and someone that now he's the guy you talk to when you call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're having a problem or somebody in your life has a problem. I want to make sure that we're on top of that as we do have a lot of fun with football and a lot of fun with winning and a lot of fun with sports. And Lord knows my wife has a lot of fun every time there's $2 billion in the check. Doesn't take her much. Like a half a million, she's getting there. So she's about a week out on Mega Millions, dude, right? Like 400 million right now, not in the, what I mean, what am I going to do with 400 million? You know, what can I buy? What can I do once I buy three penthouses at the harbor in Baltimore?
Well, you know, as you say, it's good to do this responsibly. Make sure you're maintaining it as a form of entertainment. It's not a way to generate income. I think Will made that point among many others when we talked last week. But
If it were, I would have generated it a long time ago with all my sports wisdom.
you know, and that's something interesting, I think, to bring up when it comes to sports betting, because people like you and I and a lot of other people, you know, we all feel like we know a little something. We have some knowledge, so we
Well, and
feel
they know more after they listen to my show.
with people feel like they've got a handle on how to bet, or they have an idea of what's going to happen, but you just never know. And you know, something to keep in mind in regard to sports betting that we didn't get a chance to get into last week, but I think it's important to mention. A lot of people get into doing parlay wagers, which are if you don't know what a parlay wager is, it's a bet that's got multiple components.
I was just saying, just saying.
They call them legs, the different legs of the parlay. So you might have a bet where your wager is that the Ravens are going to win by at least 5 points, and Lamar Jackson's going to throw at least one touchdown pass, and Derrick Henry's going to run for at least 125 yards. And if you make that bet, you need all three of those things to go your
And you
way.
do one in the 1 o'clock game, one in the four, one in the seven. So you stretch the whole day out and you can give the television hell around 10:45 when a pass interference gets called and it blew my
And
parlay.
even if you
I
know
had my
nothing
parlay
about sports, just hearing the structure of the bet, you know that that's a lot more complicated to win than just a single straight bet that the Ravens are going to win the game or that Lamar is going to throw a touchdown pass. So be careful with parlay wagers. They do pay out more when you win because they're more difficult to win. And I think the numbers really show up. You know, we report the sports wagering data every month. It's published at mdgaming.com. And we just put that out last week, $9 million in contributions to the state during the month of August. And you would anticipate that once the football season now started in September, that that number will go up a little bit. But, you know, one of the numbers that's in there is the breakdown of bets by sport and bets by type. And the parlay wagers, if you look at the data, it shows you that on the whole, if you look at a whole year's worth, players win back about 80% of what they wager on parlay bets, which sounds like a lot. But if you look at straight standalone pro football bets or pro basketball bets, players win back more like 95% of what they bet. So there is a, you can see right there in the data that it's a lot easier to win when you're talking, you need one thing to go right instead of three or more things to go right. So it's something to be careful about. And of course, the other thing to mention with that data is that those numbers are the overall figures for all bets in the state. Your individual results are always going to vary. You may not win back that percentage of your money. So be careful with any kind of wagering that you do, but especially with parlay bets. As you, I like the phrase you use all the time, slow your roll. and take it easy and make sure you're keeping it fun. If you find that it's more frustrating for you than it is fun, that's a sign that it's time for you to take a break and ease your role. So things to keep in mind as we are in September here for Responsible Gambling Education Month. And we certainly, as you mentioned, really grateful to Will for coming on and sharing his insights last week.
Well, I can't say it enough because I've seen it 35 years here, and I've seen it wreck some people's lives for sure. And if not wreck their lives, make their lives far more complicated than it ever should have been had they just taken our advice and not put 100 on the game, put 5 on the game and sit around and enjoy themselves with it instead of being nervous about it all day and having Sunday be a day of stress for people. Lord knows it was a lot more stressful for me. I sit home now, watch on TV. Poor Luke's get to watch it up there in a little press box. I'm just sitting here watching football all day, and I know when the Ravens don't play at 1 o'clock on Sunday, I'm already edgy. I gotta wait till Monday night. I don't need to have that habit. So I have sat here watching patiently and quietly as my team is 1-1. Seth Elkins' team is 1-1, and we're both looking at Cincinnati, and they're 2-0. We know they have no shot because they got no quarterback right now. But don't take any of my advice as an inducement to wager. Please don't do that. Seth Elkins is here. He's the communicator of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He's been 2 weeks in a row because I had some complications in my schedule. But it's always good to visit with you. I will get John Martin on here, and we'll talk about whoever his quarterback's going to be with that Clevelandia team. But this is fun, right? And we got big games. Ravens got big game Monday, big game 2 weeks from now. Ravens scratch offs are moving along. I got crab cake tour. This is we wait all year for football, right? Like there's not enough of this, and then you blink, and it's a Super Bowl, and next thing you know, it'll be spring training, and you and I will be in Bradenton in Sarasota, right?
Yeah, it's not often in Pittsburgh that we look forward to spring training, but boy, the way the Steelers defenses look the last couple of weeks, perhaps I will be circling a date on my calendar in February when the Pirates head to Florida. So we'll see.
I'm not going to ask you to pass judgment on Aaron Rodgers till week 5. You got 2 more weeks, 2 more hours of football on him to see where he is. Because Flacco's first hour looked okay last week. This week, not so much, especially not getting out of the pocket a little bit at 40, 41. Kind of made me think like maybe I could race Joe and finally beat him if I hang in long enough. I don't know. Because I'm getting there. Seth Elkin is here. He communicates for the Maryland Lottery. It's always a pleasure to have him on. We talk sports, we have fun, but we tell everybody do this responsibly as we always do. I will have Raven scratch offs to give away on Tuesday at the Beaumont. Got great guests. My attorney friend Chad Koz is coming over. Longtime chiropractor with the Ravens, Doug Miller. Great friend of mine from the Catonsville area, lives right there in the community. He's going to come out to the Beaumont and enjoy those lamb chops with me. I might even have them slide up a bowl of the chicken tortilla soup from El Guapo. If not, I'm just going to take 2 bowls of it home. It's my good luck chowder for the Ravens so far this year. So fingers crossed on all of that. We'll be there on Tuesday as well with Councilman Pat Young, who is running for Baltimore County Executive. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Extra day to get you ready here on the GBMC Hotline. Luke is in Owings Mills, but everything's dialed back a day. We've won a football game. Joe Flacco has left town. Now it's down to business with the Detroit Lions and next up the Kansas City Chiefs. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.